This is News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian forces have scored more gains in their counteroffensive across a broad front Monday. The troops advanced in the very areas Russia is trying to annex. Their breakthroughs challenged Russia's efforts to engage fresh troops and its threat to defend incorporated areas by all means, including nuclear weapons. Ukrainian forces penetrated Moscow's defenses in the strategic southern Kherson area, one of the four areas Russia is trying to annex. Ukraine's advances have become so apparent that even Russia's defense ministry spokesman, who usually focuses on his own military successes and the enemy's losses, admitted the gains. He cited Ukraine's numerically superior tank units. Also Monday, Russia released from detention the head of Europe's largest nuclear power plant, the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in southern Ukraine, after detaining him last week. Speaking to VOA's Flashpoint program Monday, reporter Anna Chernikova in Kyiv talked about why the power plant's chief was detained.
The International Atomic Energy Agency confirmed that they managed to get in touch with the Russian side, and Russian side said that the head of the nuclear power plant was temporarily detained. We don't really have independent information details on that, but what we know from the, for instance, from the report from the Institute for the Study of War, that it looks pretty much that Russian forces are trying to somehow legalize the work of the nuclear power plant as a part of Rosatom. So they're trying to moving the control from the Ukrainian Energoatom to Russian Rosatom.
This is VOA News. At least 20 people were killed and 36 others wounded in the central Somali town of Beledweyne Monday after witnesses say three car bombs exploded. Two of the explosions took place around 10:30 a.m. local time, followed by a third car bomb in the afternoon. Residents told VOA reporter in Beledweyne that the first two vehicles targeted Lamagale military base, which also serves as the local government headquarters in the eastern district and hosts the offices of the deputy leader of Hirshabelle State and the governor of Hurhan region. The third car bomb exploded while headed for the same target where the two explosions took place earlier in the day. Among those killed in the morning explosions, the deputy governor of Hurhan region, Abukar Sheikh Made, and the region's health minister, Zakari Mohammed Ahmed. The Al-Shabaab militant group claimed responsibility for the attack. Beledweyne is about 300 kilometers north of Mogadishu and has been the center of recent local community mobilization against the Al-Shabaab militants. The UN Humanitarian Agency warns that nearly 6 million Pakistani flood survivors will face a serious food crisis in the next 3 months and is calling for additional funding from the international community. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma has details.
Saturday, the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs announced the current floods are expected to exacerbate food insecurity for around 5.7 million people in flood-affected areas in Pakistan. Now, Julian Hanis, resident coordinator in Pakistan, says more funds are needed to prevent a second wave of destruction from waterborne and other diseases. A recent appeal for $160 million in emergency funding, Hanis says, has not proved to be enough. Agencies need over $800 million amid rising deaths from disease. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This year's Nobel Prize in Medicine was awarded Monday to a Swedish scientist for decoding the DNA of the Neanderthal, modern humans' closest extinct relative. At a news conference in Stockholm Monday, the Nobel organization said 67-year-old Svante Paabo is being honored for pioneering a new approach to studying human evolutionary history. The 67-year-old Swedish scientist overcame the extreme technical challenges of handling fragile ancient DNA samples to succeed in obtaining the genome sequence. The Nobel Committee said in a statement that was also followed by a sensational discovery of another extinct human ancestor, the Denisova, entirely from the genome data retrieved from a small finger bone specimen. The prize for medicine is the first of five to be awarded this week, which will culminate with a Nobel Peace Prize on Friday. Repeating the hour's top news story, Ukrainian forces have scored more gains in their counteroffensive across a broad front in Ukraine. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.